You said YES to buying an HDB flat together. Now, there's another three letters to take note of.
ILY?
I know, BTO.
No, HFE. You need a valid HDB flat eligibility letter. If you're applying for your BTO flat, it takes about a month to process your HFE application. So, if you haven't gotten an HFE letter, apply at homes.hdb.gov.sg. That's homes.hdb.gov.sg.
Gold 905 sounds good, feels good, and tastes good with our guest, Chef Janice Wong, who's now also a judge on Mediacorp's latest baking competition, Creme de la Creme, which premieres next Wednesday on Channel 8 and MeWatch. Janice, you started 2 a.m. dessert bar more than a decade ago, and it's still going strong till today. What's your secret?
I started 2 a.m. dessert bar at the age of 24 in 2007, and it's still going strong because, you know, we are really innovating all the time, creating new textures and taste. We reinvented what high tea means in the last 1 year. Extremely proud to say that, you know, we are constantly reinventing from high tea to pastries and also late night desserts together with cocktail and non-alcoholic beverage pairings. So it's very unique that we're still around for, of course, 14 years, but we are constantly evolving together with the culture of Singapore, the flavor and the taste, and still bring all sweet experiences to the people in our hometown.
And I love that you're inspired by our hometown and continue to inspire people from our hometown and beyond. By the way, you work with desserts all the time. What's your all-time favorite dessert?
My all-time favorite dessert is tiramisu still. It hasn't changed since I was a kid. I just really love that creation. You know, the idea of mascarpone together with espresso. It's super nice to just really have that bite. And now talking about it, I still really crave for it.
And on the opposite end of the spectrum, is there any dessert that you think is totally overrated?
Well, I kind of maybe feel the brass burn cheesecake, maybe. But, you know, again, desserts are all about cravings. So not really something to judge because it's really very personal. Some people really crave for cheesecakes all the time. Some people just really crave for a sponge cake with a chantilly cream. I myself, sometimes I like choux puffs, eclairs, and most of the time, yes, tiramisu or chocolates.
You're ever the champion of desserts. I guess there's not really a sweet treat that you dislike. So tell us, outside of desserts and sweets, what is your go-to comfort food?
My go-to comfort food outside of desserts would definitely be a local delight from Singapore called popiah, because it's just a wrap but full of flavor with, you know, radish, shrimp, eggs, and it's super delicious.
Yum, popiah! Yes, it's a little bit of everything packed into one convenient, portable, and delicious roll. Nice! And do you enjoy listening to music when you're baking for pleasure?
I like listening to jazz, so something that's really soothing. And I also really like piano music, you know, sometimes the symphony as well. So it's very calming for me when I listen to this type of music when I bake.
You totally come across as someone who's very calm and methodical when you're creating your confections. Even when you're judging, you seem as cool as a cucumber. And speaking of which, if you were to put your fellow judges from Creme de la Creme, Jeanette Au and Fan Wong, into a baking competition, who do you think would win and why?
Who do I think would win? Definitely Jeanette. I feel that she's extremely competitive. She's really smart as well. And I'm pretty sure she would want to beat Fan. With a lot of grace, of course.
Of course. Our judge Janice Wong has spoken. Jeanette wins.
Well, we all love a culinary competition.
So would you say you're a competitive person yourself? And could you share a time maybe when that drive to win really served you well?
I would say yes, I'm an extremely competitive person. I really do strive to constantly re-innovate myself and do better. I never really rest on my laurels because I feel that we can always do better every day. And I like the idea of challenging myself with different ingredients as well. I did some competitions in the past when I represented Singapore at the Madrid Fusion. That really inspired me to want to win. I won in my local round, but not in a world stage.
But hey, you still had a win and you're still doing your country proud with your artistic and culinary achievements. So do you have any advice for budding bakers who also want to achieve what you have, who want to follow your footsteps into the patisserie and F&B business?
My advice to them would be to continue to persevere in what you do, believe in yourself. Sometimes self-doubt can really get you down, and it's really important to stay true to your philosophy and keep on reinventing yourself as well.
Sound advice from someone who has the knowledge, the know-how, and a successful dessert empire to back it all up. Well, stay with us. We'll return soon with our guest, award-winning chef and artist Janice Wong. She'll be recommending where she likes to go to eat out in Singapore next. You can also catch her on the judging panel of MediaCorp's latest baking competition, Creme de la Creme, hosted by Fan Wong and Jeanette Au. It premieres next Wednesday, 12th May, on Channel 8 at 8 p.m. and on demand for free on MeWatch.